Hello.
Hello, my name is Aterica. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor on Employment Division. I need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
Jarvis Britton, I was calling to find a file a claim.
Okay, I can do that for you, sir. May I have your social security number?
424-23-1884.
Okay, Mr. Breeden, may I have your date of birth, your driver's license number, and your mother's maiden name?
12/10/86. My mother's maiden name is Townsend, TOWNSEND. My driver's license number is 840-1563.
Got it, and thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to read you the FRA acknowledgement statements, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? Any on to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Your name is spelled J-A-R-V-I-S and then B-R-I-T-T-O-N. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
Ma'am.
I said, has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And could I have a good phone number for you?
205-266-4087.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
African American.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
And how many years?
1.5, I want to say.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And may I have your current address?
33 Center Street North, Apartment A, Birmingham, Alabama, 35204.
And do you get your mail at that same address?
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to make sure you said 33 Center Street North, Apartment A, Birmingham, Alabama, 35204. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. And what was your last occupation, your job title?
Stalker.
And now it's asking, are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Got it, $16. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between January the 1st, 2023 and December 31st, 2024?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to see your payments, direct deposit into your check or your savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after approved for payments. If you're, and there are fees that we charge for certain activities. If you have a check in your savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And do you want check in your savings?
Checking.
Okay. And may I have your routing number?
Hold on 1 second.
All right. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And just tell me you're ready.
All right, it's loading up now.
Okay.
Okay, the round number is 06 20 0 0 0 0 8 0.
Okay. And may I have your account number?
The account number is 25 94 94 9 3 2 9.
Okay, sir. And could I get the name of your last employer, the one you filed a claim for?
Dollar Tree.
And could I get the phone number for that job?
205-937. Hold on. 205-937-8217.
Okay. And can I get the location for that job, the city?
Crestwood.
Okay. And could I get your start date for this job?
That was November 5th, 2022.
And could I get your last day working?
July 6th, 2024.
July 6th, 2024. Okay. And now it's asking, why are you no longer working?
Lack of work.
Okay. It says, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
I'm going to read you the disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to attain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings provided by you. Hold on. We match the earnings you provide with wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. You're certified by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you some random questions now, and this is just for identity verification. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Michigan North Mortgage Services, Optic, Telecorp U, Wolfie Clinic, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Athens, Selma, Center Point, Madison, or none of the above?
Center Point.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 109 Springdale Avenue, 1102 Druid Hills Drive, 2225 Maple Avenue, 88 14th Avenue Northeast, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
88.
And now it's just asking, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. And it's just asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information is provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities.
Yes.
I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following construction telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work. You should do claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished. Also register for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your credit application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active credit application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works to Alabama.gov. Update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, discussion regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. If you're here to follow special list in the booklet, click on cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filers claim to automatically start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online on the claimant portal, click file weekly certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. If you're to file, complete your weekly certification and scripted by 5 p.m. on Friday, could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first week certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. while filing online by telephone, you need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions on the Benefits, Rights, Responsibilities booklet. Assess the work requirements are made for the following. At the end, members to submit a proof of good standing with the union. Employees want to verify short-term layoff, claims to attend director proof training. A letter will may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible worker's exemption. It is very important that you care for confirmation that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January 1st, 2023, MMLA requires you to contact at least three potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you put your claims. You may list the employer more than once unless the employer is not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Prior to make at least three research contacts each week, consult on denial of benefits for assisted work search. Please visit a local Alabama career center. Okay. And do you have a pen and paper, Mr. Britton?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to give you your confirmation number. And that number is 489-859-305. And that is your full confirmation number. And now I'm going to give you your PIN number. Your PIN number is 2829. And now I'm going to give you two phone numbers. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line. And you'll call this number starting this Sunday. And that phone number is 1-800-752-7389.
752-7389.
Okay. And when you call this number, they'll ask for your PIN number. And what they want you to do is apply for three jobs each week. And then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates that you apply for those jobs. And you can use either the AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov website, or you can visit a career center. It's just whichever you prefer. And both of those will help with your work searches. So you can apply for jobs anywhere, but they do want you to register with either the career center or Alabama Works. And it's just so you can update your online resume. And also, those are just two options that to help you with your job searches, too.
Okay.
And for the weekly certification line, Sunday is just the recommended date, but you can call anytime between Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., and you can't do your weekly certifications on Saturday. Okay. And then the last number, this is for the inquiry department. And you only need to call this number if you have any questions. You can call this number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And that number is 1-800-361-4524. And you only need to call this number if you have...
4524 or 21?
Oh, 4524.
Okay.
And you only need to call this number if you have any questions, or if you want to check the status of your claim. And also, you can do the check the status of your claim in two ways. The first one is by accessing your claimant portal, and you can find that online on the ADOL.alabama.gov website, or you can call that phone number. And that was the last thing I had to tell you, Mr. Britton, and your claim has been filed. Do you have any questions for me, or are you okay?
No, ma'am. I don't have any questions for you.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.